Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Fred Dreyer Show. That's what it says right there, the Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer and Mike Horn. We're here with you broadcasting live from the CRN Competition Radio Network, as we do every week at this time, and glad to have all of you with us as we get ready to go. I'm Michael Horn, the host of the show, but the star gentleman we call Sultan, the Sultan of Safeties. And by the way, I believe this week, Thursday, is the 900th anniversary of the defensive end sacking two different quarterbacks in the same quarter. That's why we call Fred Dreyer the Sultan of Safeties. Fred, welcome to your show.
Thanks so very much. It feels great to be the Sultan. I've been the Sultan since October of 1973.
1973 is when this, and this is a true story, everybody. I'm telling you right now. I have it on my calendar just so I make sure, and that is the 21st of September was the date of that game in which the Sultan, this gentleman right here, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end.
Just a second.
Well, what's that?
The game was October.
Oh, okay, forget whatever I said. Yeah. It was October?
October.
All right, so we're a little premature. We're 1 month away, everybody, from
Let's
the
save
great
this. Let's save this, and we'll bring it back.
October, really. Was it October 21st?
October 21st.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. I won't be here next week. It was nice working with you, Fred.
I'll be right behind you.
JD, Jeremy Dayton will be in here. Take it over for me. The 21st, I better put that down. That'll be a Saturday. That'll be good, just when our show airs everywhere.
I have a commemorative ticket right
here. Do you really?
Yeah. Right here.
Okay, when we come back, can we look at it?
If I still have it.
You sure it's October? I was all ready to go here.
I know you were going. I didn't know where you were going with it.
I was preparing for this since last year. I've been counting. I have a calendar where I X out the days.
Well, you didn't blow it. You just made a mistake.
Okay. Yeah, forget everything. We'll talk about Hunter the TV series. We'll be back. It's the Sports Lounge. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer, thanks for joining us. We'll be back. Chocolate lovers, Michael Horn here along with J.D. Jeremy Dayton. We've got a special offer for them if they love chocolate. Am I right, J.D.?
Oh, yeah.
Go to vinedabar.com and put in the code CHOCOLATE20. You get 20% off your order. Now, here's the thing. Vine de Bar chocolate is dark chocolate mixed in with the Chardonnay mark. That's the skins of the Chardonnay. So you get all the health benefits of the wine, the health benefits of the dark chocolate, and you get some very delicious chocolate with Himalayan salt, so many great different varieties, but you have to go to the website. It's vinetobar.com, and the code is CHOCOLATE20. You like chocolate, JD, am I right?
Oh, I like me some chocolate. Too much.
Yes.
Too much.
Go to vinetobar.com and put in CHOCOLATE20. You get 20% off your order. Again, vinetobar, VINETOBAR.com. The code CHOCOLATE, CHOCOLATE 20. Vine to Bar Chocolate, Chocolate 20.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discreet sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. That's 800-989-1361.
Fred Dreyer here, the heartburn hunter. You know, when you're young, your immune system is strong. But as you get older, coffee, alcohol, and fast food makes your body acidic. But now there's Balance 7. In just 3 days, it starts diluting the acid buildup in your body. 3 1-ounce drinks a day is all you're going to need. Are you tired of just being sick and tired? Balance 7 is the answer. You'll notice less joint discomfort, more energy, and heartburn is no longer a problem. You'll feel younger and healthier with more mental clarity. I know because I use it every day. Right now, try Balance 7 and get 15% off your order. A free bottle of My Smooth Skin, free shipping, and a money-back guarantee. So you have nothing to lose, folks. Call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. That's 800-793-9039 or visit balance7.com, code word Fred. Call 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer Show. We're in the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, that's me, Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. We're about a little over a month away from his famed 1973
there you go.
Sultan of Safeties. Two safeties in the same game, in the same quarter, different quarterbacks, Jim Delgazzo and Scott Hunter, who was supposed to star as Captain Kirk in Star Trek, but later became a football player. Is that part true, or did I make that up?
No, you made that up, but it sounded legit.
Good, because it was Jeffrey Hunter that was going to play the part of Captain Kirk.
Jeffrey Hunter.
That's good. But that's an amazing feat. This is a true thing here, that Fred gets two safeties. That one, that's not going to be broken. No one's ever going to get two safeties in the same game, let alone in the same quarter.
Not that I'm complaining about being Sultan.
Let alone in two different quarterbacks. You should be in the Hall of Fame. You fans are out there, and you write to us here, our flagship station, 790 KBC. They're carrying your dreaded enemies, the 49ers. Although you like the 49ers because they've been in California a long time. The Rams left, didn't they, and went to St. Louis for a while, Fred.
You know, you can't come back after you've abdicated your territory.
Well, they did.
It's like a bad real estate
is it
deal that's
a timeshare? Trying to get
it's
a
gone wrong.
Okay. Anyway, so we digress here a little bit. But this is, I think we should start a letter-writing campaign and get you in the NFL Hall of Fame. That's a record that's going to, I'm telling you, that's an incredible record. Let me ask you a question. You're in this game, and I'm jumping ahead here by a month. Did you see it happen in front of you and say, like, I'm going to get a second, you know, I'm going to get a safety. I'm going to nail this guy a second time. Did you think it? Did you will it? Did you see it coming?
Of course. I didn't think I did it.
Thank you. Like I say, I'll be back with those hard-hitting questions. I'll be back for the pregame show of the Fred Dreyer program. We come to you from CRN, the Competition Radio Network. That's the Fred Dreyer Network, where we carry it on all these radio stations across the country. Sirius Channel 217, XM Channel 203. We're on Sports Byline Radio Network. As I mentioned, our flagship KABC 790 in Los Angeles, CRN Digital Talk Radio. Lots of things going on. Let's And let's talk about some injuries. We did it last week. We had we talked about Aaron Rodgers. First game, first Monday night game of the season. Nailed by the dreaded AstroTurf. Here we have Cleveland Browns running back Nick Chubb carted off the field again. Where it's another Monday night football game with a knee injury. He's in the Cleveland Browns. It required him to be transported off the field in the second quarter on the Monday night game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. It was a first and goal run from the 8-yard line, and Chubb carried the ball, 5 yards before being hit awkwardly on the knee by the Steelers safety there, Minkah Fitzpatrick. And here's the thing that bothered me about this. It's terrible that this injury happens, but ABC opted not to show a replay of that injury, Fred, in the broadcast of the game. Troy Aikman was there with Joe Buck, and Troy said, quoting him, "It's as bad as you can imagine." Well, you know what, Troy? I don't want to imagine. I want to see the injury. Fred, what are your thoughts on this?
This is just like showing highlights from Chechnya being bombed and wiped out. What's the difference in the gruesome selection that is made in the joy of playing a great game, or the Russian Ukrainian war?
Yeah, you're doing it's live television. You're showing live sports or live news or whatever. Those that don't want to see it should walk out of the room. But I think
That's sometimes right. We
need to see the horror of things in the case of war.
Yeah,
horrible.
Once you start saying, we're not going to show that, what else are you not going to show?
Right? And in this case, we can learn from, I think you mentioned to me before the show that maybe this this played a little bit on AstroTurf as well, too. Is this AstroTurf going on here?
Yeah, two Monday night games, two terrible career-ending injuries on AstroTurf, on artificial surfaces, and they're not going to show it to you. Is it because it's gruesome, or will you get an insight as to really how bad playing on that surface is?
Yeah, and this guy, he got hit. You said you could see it when you're watching.
No, it's
live.
It's not a good. Every guy that's ever played that sport, in any sport, has had their comrades bite the dust, as it were, and there's nothing you can do about it. That's just the way the game is. But in something like this, I think it's a learning lesson that's been missed. It's not a coincidence that before the season started, that there was gripes and squeals and hollers from the Players Association saying they didn't want to see another terrible accident like the one that befell
Aaron Rodgers
the week before. And so what we have is now, here it is, case in point, second terrible mishap.
Yep.
And we haven't been able to really understand. In order to have, you can show people giving birth and people being shot and all of this other stuff here that's gruesome and it's distasteful. And it's, I know what they say, that it's just, this isn't something that you want to show at dinner time when America is relaxing and having fun and eating their eighth pizza, So what do you do? Well, you show it and you explain to them
what happened.
The topic over the last week was Rodgers' injury, and now you've got Chubb's injury that's really going to hopefully lead to changes fast.
You're right. It's exactly... This is two for two weeks in a row, both on Monday night games. And I think you owe your audience, if you're doing live television, to see this going on and show the replay. There was a much smaller, minute thing going on, but there was a Dodger game going on. I don't know if who the announcer, I think it was Joe Davis, might have been doing the game. And apparently some fans jumped on the field, and this started with the great legendary Vin Scully, who wouldn't show people jumping on the field. I want to see him jump on the field and be caught by the security guards and hauled off in handcuffs so that people see if you act like an idiot and you jump on the field, not only are you going to not see the game, you're going to be cuffed and taken away by police because you're causing a nuisance in the game and causing a delay. Am I correct?
Well, I mean, I think you are, and I would rather see the clear-cut price that you have to pay. We all saw, we all saw, what was his name? A linebacker for the Colts. A guy ran across, this is in the late 60s, early 70s. This guy got out of the, come off of the sideline, fought his way through the mass of people on the sideline, and ran over into the huddle, and Mike Curtis knocked him out.
Yeah.
And people were saying, gee, why did he do that? Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And well, hell, who the hell do you think that guy could have been?
Exactly.
He could have been a crazy guy with the bomb. He could have stabbed somebody, and he could have carried on, and people would have said, gee, why didn't somebody stop that guy?
Exactly.
And so what's left for the viewer, the sports fan, in that censorship? And who's going to be the one to censor what you see? And it's the networks. Who are the ones that have been censoring everything you've been seeing?
The networks.
And you haven't been seeing for the last five years of the presidencies.
And show it
and,
all.
They're gonna just say, you know what? We'll show you and do to you what we want.
I want to see how Aaron Rodgers' foot got caught on that AstroTurf so you can learn from it, and maybe people say, this is ridiculous. Let's
unwaiting.
Get rid of the...
Unwaiting and unwaiting.
We'll be back with more. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. We're in the Sports Lounge. Be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
It's okay. Yeah, don't even worry about it. During that break, of course, the star of our program here, the Fred Dreyer Show, and the star, of course, is Fred Dreyer, received... Can we get a closer to that? Can we get a little bit? Received coffee, ladies and gentlemen, given to him by the producer of the show, the director, the operations manager. They came and they dusted him with powder there to make sure everything looks great. And they said, would you like some coffee, Mr. Dreyer? And Fred said, yes. And
I think they had it already made.
Did they have it?
It was already made.
Is it a latte? Did they give you a latte?
And you were like drooling over there.
It's okay. It's quite all right. Don't worry about it. I never liked that much coffee anyway. I don't know if I like that coffee. Anyway, back to the show here. So we've got a bunch of injuries with AstroTurf. And already the week, there's two things going here, I think, Fred. First off, it's AstroTurf, yes. Number two, with what I've seen and my limited exposure to training camp when I've gone with you, is they just don't seem to do a lot of drills and get themselves prepared and really ready to go. And you have made the statement on a few occasions to me saying, you know, now that they cut another preseason game out, he said, nobody's ready to go. So when you handicap games and think who's going to win, you really can't pick because the first three, four, five games are like preseason. That's the statement you made to me. Do you stand by that?
Well, that was a year, I think a little over, a year, might be 2 years.
Might be 2 years. You still stand by it?
Well, of course.
Okay.
You know, you can't play tennis or golf or go to the shooting range and play baseball or football and expect everything to be as it was yesterday and day before if there's no continuity in what you're working at. You know, you have a work ethic and you have a group of guys that have to be on the same page and have to understand that most of what we're seeing on Sundays is just tune-up stuff. It's not really football, you know. And you've got people hurt. I've never seen so many injuries in my life, unfortunately. But that's what they want today in today's football. They don't want anybody shaking and rattling the boat. They want to make sure that everything is the way they want it, which is you got to promise us not to strike. If you have any differences, just come to us quietly and out of the way, so we don't have to, you know, write it down and show that there might be some sort of discontent between workers and owners.
Well, I mean, you mentioned that, but that gets us into another story here, Fred, and I comments from you on this. You know, the Bears haven't exactly had the most stellar teams in recent years, okay, since Refrigerator Perry was there making a name for himself. Enjoy that coffee. Chicago Bears quarterback Justin Fields, he's been talking about his play. He had a 27-17 loss to the Tampa Bay Bucks, right, this last weekend. And he said his play was robotic. And he said he did not feel he was playing like myself. And he believes the problem is it's causing him to overthink in games.
Uh-oh.
According to him. He says, and I'm going to quote him now. You know, could be coaching, I think. at the end of the day, they are doing their job when they're giving me what to look at. But at the end of the day, I can't be thinking about that when the game comes. I prepare myself throughout the week, and then when the game comes, it's time to play free at that point, thinking less and playing more. So you're laughing. He's robotic, and he thinks it's because he's getting too many opinions from the coaching staff.
Oh, is that right?
He says, my goal this week is just to say, bleep it, and go out there and play football how I know to play football. That includes...
Well, he doesn't know how to play football.
That includes thinking less and just going out there and playing off of instincts rather than so much
data in my head,
yeah. Just literally going out there
data.
And playing football, going back to it's a game and that's it. This is one of his duh moments.
Yeah, could you read that whole thing over again?
Sure.
We want to make sure.
That's his statement. What's your thoughts on that, Fred?
Well, first of all, not much. I'm not overly or underly surprised at how poorly people articulate their ideas and their thoughts. This sport is, there's no mystery to it. None. All you have to do is prepare yourself in the off season, which many do.
Mm-hmm.
They show up and then they put pads on, and that changes the equation, you see.
It does.
When you put shoulder pads on and you get fitted for your helmet and you go out and you start playing contact, you're preparing yourself for a long season.
It's true.
And so most of these guys don't hit. In practice, they don't hit, they don't, and subsequently, they don't think very clearly.
Justin Fields continued, he said, that's when I play my best, when I'm just out there playing free, being myself.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to say kind of bump all what I should, this and that, pocket stuff. I'm going to go out there and be me. He says, I don't think it's too many coaching voices.
Sammy Davis Jr.
But I just think when you're fed a lot of information at a point in time and you're trying to think about that info when you're playing, it doesn't let you play like yourself.
Oh, you got too many thoughts in your head.
That's what he's saying. He says you're trying to process so much information to where it's like, I just simply, in my mind, I would did this. I saw a few plays on Sunday. If I was playing like my old self, that would have had a positive play. There would have been more third down conversions. I think that's just the biggest thing for me is playing the game now. I know how to play and how I've been playing in my whole life.
All right.
That's what I got. To get back to doing.
Yeah, we got it. This is the rambling.
They hired the wrong quarterback, Fred.
Yeah.
That's what
they did. Well, they hired the wrong coach and the wrong owner.
Yeah.
They got a whole rotten group of people over there. That's why they're bad. By the way, you know, you mentioned that the Chicago Bears have had a tough go of it.
Last two weeks in a row.
Not two weeks. The last 22 years.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah. And so there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
And if you go out to most of these camps, they'll gladly put on display the reasons why they're bad and why they can't tackle.
Yeah.
And if you take a look at the body language of your big people,
mm-hmm.
linemen, defensive and offensive linemen, you'll see the truth that team is not prepared.
Now, in your day, was there a sensitivity? Because that's what's happening here is Justin Fields, Bears quarterback, is a sensitive man. He's analyzing why this is happening. He's overthinking things. Did you have sensitivity in your day in playing football?
Until I got hit in the mouth.
So to change things, right?
It kind of wakes you up.
But the coaches are falling into this. The quarterback spoke to the Bears staff about his concerns and felt the coaches were receptive to his diagnosis and they and what went wrong at Tampa Bay. One of the coaches, Matt Eberflus, says he...
Who?
Matt Eberflus said he did not feel the Bears were overcoaching Fields and that having him being free is what we want. So they're sensitive to it as well. They want him to be
free.
Well,
the whole thing's freedom, isn't it? Isn't it?
I mean, this what football used to be, the game that you watched?
Isn't this wonderful? You know, the
sensitivity.
The oversensitized media, you know, is now going to bring us the great sport.
Mm-hmm.
And you know they've gone through the wrecking pile of college football. That sport is soon to go belly up. Mark my words on that.
College football?
Yeah.
And by the way, Deion Sanders.
By the way,
yes.
Well, that's one.
That's one.
You know you. You're going to have a real tough time, you know, picking out players to give a lot of money to come the draft, and I'm disappointed that nobody is talking about this.
Yeah, well, you got to be sensitivity is what's going on. And you know what I say, Fred? I saw a man without a smile, so I gave him one of mine.
Attaboy.
That's what you want to do. Enjoy that coffee. It looks really delicious. So
you know something? I'm about ready to take a coffee break.
Are you really? We will in a minute.
Yeah.
That's good. Now, Sean Payton, the coach there, is going getting a little frustrated with his quarterback, Russell Wilson, because Russell's gone 0-2, and so have the Denver Broncos.
Oh, no.
They started out 21-3 with a lead against Washington on Sunday. Seemed like a best of bets that they would win, and they would improve. But Russell Wilson's, you know, he burned his final timeout, 6:46 left in the first half, coughed up the ball. The comeback was on, and Broncos eventually lost that game 35-33. And so,
well, look,
and telling you,
we have another commercial coming up.
Yeah, you want?
Isn't that?
Can we get Mr. Dreyer some coffee, please? See if I get you another cup.
Throw a donut in there too, then will you, Bill?
Get the donuts in. That'll be kind of nice. You are in tune with the Fred Dreyer Show. Yeah, come on and bring Mr. Dreyer some coffee there, Mike.
There's a lazy Susan out
Mike
there.
Gary, everybody
with,
is here. Got some donuts and everything. Yeah, get it on the shot there.
Yeah.
Wait, get on the microphone there if you could, please. Just get him some coffee there. Let me give you the shot here. There you have it. Mike Gary getting back there. Oh, that's me. Hold on a second. Hey, yeah, good coffee. We'll take a break. Come back with more. Fred Dreyer Show. Stay with us.
A little too close.
$10 says your local Staples now accepts Amazon returns. $10 says you can make those returns at Staples 7 days a week. $10 says you'll get in and out fast and easy. $10 says when you make an Amazon return at Staples, you'll get $10 off your Staples purchase of $30 or more. $10 says it's pretty cool to get $10 to spend on something you want just for returning something you don't. $10 says Staples will be your new favorite place for Amazon returns. $10 says you knew I was going to say $10 says... Offer good in-store only. Exclusions apply.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/byline and use code BYLINE. That's code BYLINE. At prizepicks.com/byline for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
Wake up, people. You're optimizing every waking hour of your life. From carpooling kids to work to friends and everything in between, you have to get sleep and a bed that can perform as well as you do. Meet the next generation Sleep Number Smart Bed. It effortlessly adjusts to your shape, position, and movements, learning how you sleep so you learn to sleep better night after night. Sleep next level, only from Sleep Number.
It's the biggest sale of the year. Save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus free home delivery when you add an adjustable base. Ends Monday.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with SKYRIZI, risankizumab RIZA, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
SKYRIZI helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SKYRIZI. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SKYRIZI, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about SKYRIZI and visit SKYRIZI.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
We're back. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. We're in the Sports Lounge, coming to you from CRN, the Competition Radio Network. I'm Michael Horn, star of our show, Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end.
Thank you so much.
The iconic acting legend. Don't forget, follow Fred on Twitter, or X as it's now called, Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Again, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Now, just a few minutes ago in the show here, Fred Dreyer, you mentioned that college football is on its way out. Well, hold that phone for a second, because the Prime effect is really drawn in the audience. Accordingly, Coach Prime there at Colorado has taken football to new numbers. ESPN's broadcast last Saturday night was one of the most watched football college broadcasts ever in history. At 2:15 a.m. Eastern time on Sunday morning, the worldwide leader in sports, ESPN, was showing 8.23 million people tuned in to that Rocky Mountain showdown there with Coach Prime and what was it, Nebraska? Your old buddy Vince
Was it
Nebraska Gamma.
Or was it Colorado State?
It was. I think it was. Let's see. It was with TCU and Nebraska played on the first game. It was the Colorado game. You're right. And so this was. It was a big game, and apparently not only Coach Prime is there, Deion Sanders, but his kids are on that team too, as if you didn't know. Shador is the kid is the
quarterback,
and Shiloh is on defense over there. And it's just the Buffaloes have a 3-0 start. Stunning the TCU Horned Frogs in the season opener, and then with Nebraska, and then the Colorado State Rams. So that's pretty darn good for those guys.
What's the record of the teams? The three of them, I think they've beaten. What are the records of those teams?
TCU is pretty good. They were last year
national championship.
Yeah,
they were in the championship game.
Yeah.
But I think this year they've been rebuilding a little bit.
Yeah.
And they're in a process of coming back and defending their championship.
Yeah, so I always thought college football might be a little bit more exciting, than the NFL with all these injuries and stuff. And it's a big season already. You got college football going, you got the NFL, you got baseball going into the playoffs, you got basketball starting up, hockey. This is a real sportsman's time of year, Fred. This is the time for us to put the Fred Dreyer Show on the Championship Radio Network to its full pacing.
Good, Mike, good.
By the way, good note for you Los Angeles Kings fans. Nick Nixon is going to be doing the play-by-play. I like that. Bob Miller, Nick Nixon, Jim Fox is there. I mean, it's
Who'd they move out to put Nixon
that
in?
That new kid, whoever was doing it for them, who was good. But I like Nick Nixon. He's going to simulcast radio and TV. Nick Nixon is the guy.
Well, you want to consolidate your efforts.
That's right. And I just, oh, what's that? Oh, apparently I'm going to be leaving the show because Fred's just going to take it over solo. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, okay. we got to do something to improve.
Let's take a look and see what the neighbors are talking about. You know, we put this show up on video on Roku. It's at crntalk.com. It's on YouTube. If you want to see past shows or the current show, check it out on YouTube. How's that coffee, by the way? Good?
Mike, you know,
I brought you another cup,
I noticed.
It's
as black as I've ever seen.
It's very nice. And we also have a Facebook Live we do the show on, and we're getting hellos from Nebraska. There's some Nebraska fans, and they like watching us there, and they love Hunter and Land's End. Lori says, happy 39th Hunterversary from Crazy Iowa Girl. Is this the 39th anniversary
of
the...
Do you want to know why it's...
tell us.
I never forget this.
Yes.
My daughter's 39, and she was born the day...
There you
we
go.
Shot the pilot, and that pilot is on TV this week.
Happy birthday, lovely Caitlin. I'll remember your daughter's birthday.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're a TV star as well, too. Rachel says, hi, Fred. Hi, Mike Horn. We're doing great. John Cardi says, 10/21/73 was the Sunday of the Sultan. 1 week later was a titanic battle between the 6-0 Rams and the 6-0 Vikings, won by Minnesota 10-9. Those Vikings and the Rams matchups in the 70s, football were its best. Now, let me ask you a question about this, Fred, because I remember you telling me a story that I believe it was against the Vikings in a very cold game. You broke your finger against somebody's helmet. Was that that game, that Viking game that he just mentioned? Was that the one?
It might have been.
When a couple of helmets came and smacked your finger?
No, Billy Simpson, the safety, came up in a rather fast, hurriedly manner and lowered his head, and his helmet caught my middle right finger between Chuck Foreman's helmet.
Middle right finger between Chuck Foreman's helmet.
That's right.
Whoa.
And it smarted for a good part of the season. Yeah, it broke it pretty good.
It did, really?
And the funny thing was is that on the way back to the huddle after the play, they unpiled everybody. You know, those days they had pileups because people were tackling.
Yeah, they were.
So they got everybody all together and broke us up and sent us back to our respective huddles. And I looked down and I saw my finger. This was like a Warner Brothers cartoon finger, you know, where you hold it up and it expands, double its size.
And gets was, red, goes, and, brr, brr.
Yeah, and it actually had a soundtrack that came with it.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, I mean,
that's
once you get one of those, you're on your way.
And for the rest of the season, most of the season, you have to remember that. It's good.
Yeah, and every time I go home and I shave and I'd do something funny or roll over in bed and have to apologize.
See? Those are the thrills of playing football, everybody. Let's get back to our neighbors. So, yeah, so thanks for bringing that up, John. Let's see, who else is out there? Martine is saying hello to you. Gay is saying congrats, Sultan.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be in a month, though.
Thank you.
Let's see, who else we have here? Rachel Joan G. Shelley, he says, her daughter Katrina and I, we're both here from Birmingham, Alabama, listening, also watching you, Fred Dreyer and Michael Horn, on the CRN Digital Talk Radio and live on Facebook Live for you. Pamela is our historian. She's got some pictures that she sends to us all the time. We post them at the FredDreyerShow.com website. Hi, Fred and Mike. Monday, September 25th is National Daughter Day. Happy Daughter Day to you two, because we... that's right, my lovely daughter Jennifer,
that's right.
And Fred, your daughter Caitlin.
Yep.
So we got to remember that. When's the daughter? September 25th. Shall we take them to dinner?
There's
no, that's just you
well,
and I.
Well, she'll be here.
Okay, good. We can go. All go to dinner.
Well, that's what we'll do.
Bruce says hello. John says Mike Curtis versus the Dolphins, December 1971. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, I think that's the one where the guy jumped off and came over under the field.
Under the field?
Yeah, I knew it was one of those.
Oh, that was it. Thank you, John, for bringing that up. Chris says, hi, Fred. You've had such an accomplished career. Have you ever considered writing your biography? Now, that's a pretty good idea.
We don't want to get into
why not?
That because
it would be great.
Because it's so consuming.
I'd help you.
You would not.
I would. There'd be a big couple of...
You can't even help yourself.
There'd be a couple of chapters on yours and my meeting and our friendship throughout years.
That's a paragraph.
That would be... It'd be a couple of chapters at least, and a lot of pictures. Me and my good friend Mike. Here's Mike driving me to practice.
Here's Mike.
Here's Mike paying for my dinner tab.
Complaining that I ate too much at lunch.
Exactly. Here's Mike buying me donuts. I think those of you get the letter writing campaign going, that'll be great. It will be very good. How's that coffee?
Mike, I'm going to tell you something about this coffee. You know,
delicious, isn't it?
The word delicious. Does not do it justice.
It doesn't.
Just doesn't.
Delish. Anybody got a piece of ice I can suck on, like in the hospital, just to stay going? Let's, if we can, Fred, let's go and take a look at some of the great hunter moments that we have here from us here. These the pilot film.
You know, this we can't, you know, because we have to read this stuff.
Well, I'm going to just tell it to you. It's the pilot.
It's just tough.
I got some questions for you.
All right.
The pilot was where we got introduced to you as Hunter and McCall together. That was together, Stephanie and you together. The original TV Guide ad that was there, and I think it was the TV Guide ad, if we can get that up there, is an ad that says, meet the most unlikely partners on the force. She's no angel. He's no saint. Together, they couldn't be better. And it's Hunter, and it looks like it's a two-hour movie premiere, the first one was, during Sneak Week on NBC. It was 8 p.m. Was it on Friday night when it first launched, or was it Saturday?
It was Friday night. Very good.
Let's All Be There was the NBC logo there for you. Hey, Hunter, well, let's all be
some
there.
Some of us were there.
Yeah.
We were there for 13 episodes.
13 episodes.
And we were opposite Dallas, the show.
Oh, that's easy.
The show exciting. Dallas. It was a good show. Great show, actually. And the next thing I knew, I get a phone call from Steve Cannell, mm-hmm. and he says, we've been moved to Saturday night at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
And right after us, we're going to be the lead-in for the NBC Hourly News at 11 o'clock.
That's good. Yeah. And that's where you stayed. It was great. Now, this picture, we're going to post this at the FredDryerShow.com website. It's a pencil sketch here, a drawing, and Stephanie Kramer looks beautiful. But you look a little bit like Robert Wagner in this picture.
No, the artist was great for women, and then
for you,
he let his neighbor draw me.
You got to see this. It's going to be at FredDryerShow.com, everybody. Check it out. Now, also, when they put this thing together, the Hunter's family, including his late father, were you really members of the mob? Was that one of the lines? Because they didn't do this all the time.
Frank Lupo, the writer, creator of the show for Steve, he had a writing contract with Steve's company.
Right.
And so he did some very, very popular money-making shows. So...
yours not one of them. That's okay. Well, I didn't mean that.
Not the first six.
Yeah, they couldn't afford very good cars. You always drove junks around. Anyway, so
that
he
was
had
from
you.
Frank's backyard.
He had you as a member of the mob. Your family.
My father was a mobster.
Okay.
In the pilot. And it lasted very short.
That's what they said. That's what Pam said.
Oh.
Was done with it. And then they always stuck you with driving the worst junk cars. I remember the windows wouldn't roll down on those cars, as I recall.
Well, some didn't have windows.
Some didn't. And so we had that going for you. And then you love chili dogs. Was that the big deal?
Yeah, that was the deal that Frank, he said, I love chili dogs, so you love chili dogs too. And I said, there's a good chance, Frank, I'll never eat this.
No, you didn't. You always had such a great diet. And Stephanie didn't like them too, as McCall. So they dropped all that stuff, the junk cars, the chili dogs, because your food preferences kind of reflected your real healthy lifestyle. A lot of salmon did you eat in the shows?
Did I?
Yeah, I'm just wondering. Did you eat a lot of salmon and things?
Well, not necessarily.
But no. Better food, right? Better choices than chili dogs.
Well, I mean, we just didn't go. Let's go down to the bus stop and have a salmon sandwich. You know, it wasn't one of those.
All right, we'll take a quick break. Come back with our final segment. Coming up, it's the Fred Dreyer Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. That's 800-390-5160.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Boy, this show is just flowing by today.
You know, it really is, and this coffee made it go by like you can't
sure
believe.
Sure did. I'm a little tight here. All right, we also, because this is the anniversary, what is this, 39 years with the beginning of the Hunter Show big two-hour movie premiere, and apparently on the Hunter Show, McCall's husband was a police officer killed in the line of duty. Was that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. And so you would you get together and you would talk a little bit. And there were circumstances about her husband's death in later episodes. Hunter asked McCall if she wants to be his partner. And she says, I don't know. What did you guys kind of... She didn't want to do it at first, as I recall from watching the show.
She didn't do it.
Yeah, she said she wanted to. And then she said, you and me are partners in a marriage made in Disneyland. Now, that's not... too good of a comment from a woman, I'll tell you that. And then you thought something was going on. There was a code word or something going on there. And I remember this scene where you charge into her house thinking she's in trouble. You charge into her bathroom, and she's taking a bath at the time, and you point guns at each other.
I saw everything, by the way.
Just stop right there. So that, there you have it. Guess we'll end the show on that one, everybody.
Really? We have
yeah,
to?
We have to. And it was an action series, but it really morphed into, as Pam says, on the partnership, the terrific on-screen chemistry between you two, and it was just a great show.
Well, I helped her put on her stockings
on the edge in the bathtub
at the edge of the bed.
And in the bathtub, you saw everything.
I toweled her back down. She
saw everything in the bathtub scene.
Well, yeah, I told you.
That was pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
You stared at that awfully. We'll post that at thefreddryershow.com, everybody.
Won't we?
Yeah.
That's what we'll do.
Fred's going to take it home with him as well, too. All right, we got to get out of here. If you miss anything, you know, send Fred an email, for God's sakes. Follow him on X, Fred_Dreyer.
Just one email.
Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. I'm Michael Horn. Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer.
Well, 39 years, Mike. It's just a whiz. And you're going to be catching up here pretty quick to me. And in the meantime,
want some more coffee?
The coffee is boiling hot over here.
Fresh cup of coffee.
I don't know about you.
Bring your own coffee, everybody. We'll see you next week.